LA Metro says it's working on ways to get more people on its buses, designing a system that more people will want to use. That is a tall order in a place like Los Angeles, which spans a large footprint and housing costs that are high and far away from jobs. Ridership fell by 18% last month when compared with April of 2015. And with a look at the problems and what Metro hopes will be solutions going forward, Francis Anderton is the host of KCRW's Design and Architecture. And this is DNA on ATC. Hi, Francis.
Hello, Steve.
Designing a transit system is obviously very difficult for any city, but Los Angeles is so large. Why are fewer people taking the bus?
Sure, it's a mammoth challenge. And they're finding there's a whole bunch of reasons why fewer people are taking the bus. One of the reasons is that passengers say buses don't go where they want to go, or they require multiple transfers. Gas is cheaper, so you're incentivized to drive a car. Immigration is down. Some of the immigrants from Mexico, Central America, they were seen as potential riders on the system. At the same time, back in 2015, the law that allows undocumented immigrants to get driving licenses, possibly disincentivizing more people away from the bus. So there's a whole bunch of factors that seem to have, I guess, formed some kind of perfect storm, bringing these numbers down.
All right, we have the perfect storm. We have the numbers, right, that prove that fewer people are riding the bus. What is Metro doing about it?
Well, Metro says it's going to study how to realign its service with what riders need, something they say hasn't been done in more than 25 years. This is going to take a few years, though. It's not going to be finished until 2019. And let's consider all this against the passage of Measure M, the sales tax increase approved in the county last November, which should produce an estimated $120 billion to be spent in the coming decades on transportation. Angelenos have said they want more transit.
But this isn't just an LA problem. I mean, this is a problem in cities all around the world.
Well, it's certainly a problem in cities all around America. It seems they're finding ridership declines in other cities across the country, in other cities in our region, including Santa Monica, in other counties, Orange County. And we should say it's also not just a bus problem. It's a mass transit problem. Transit experts have told us that rail ridership has also fallen, with the exception of the Expo Line extension, which has proven very popular because it's you get on the train and you go to the sea. Very appealing.
Beach, right,
you
right.
go to where you want to go. And that is a big issue facing our region. You brought this up at the beginning of the conversation, how dispersed the region is. And then we should say that one of the big, big questions here is incentives. Currently, driving is too cheap relative to mass transit. So let's just turn to Michael Manville. He's an assistant professor of urban planning at UCLA Luskin School of Public Affairs. He makes this case.
If you look at places like London, places like New York, where you have very high levels of transit ridership, very high levels of bus ridership, it's not because the fares are low. The fares in those places are much higher than in Los Angeles. It's because driving is so expensive.
Those places are very expensive. LA, on the other hand, is very expansive. And, you know, hence the freeway networks that we have in Southern California. One of them, and this is interesting to me, Francis, the Metro Board may be ready to shut down plans that they had for the 710 freeway. The 710, of course, for decades they've wanted to expand and extend the 710, right? And they haven't been able to do it. We're talking about the Metro Board and Caltrans. They've been buying up property. They wanted to tunnel. And now that may be on the outs.
That's right. This is the extension that would connect to the 210 in Pasadena. And yes, there is a growing consensus that we are reaching an end of the freeway era, that we should be stopping enabling cars. We should be getting people out of their cars and onto mass transit systems. And certainly this anticipated vote reflects that. And yet, ironically, what we're learning from these numbers about the declining bus ridership is that still, people want to drive when given the opportunity.
All right, Francis Anderton with this week's DNA on ATC. Francis, thank you.
You're so welcome, Steve.